Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Berlinale. I'm with Matthias Glasner, who's here to present In Competition, Sturben.
I have to say that I'm glad that I didn't read the press notes. I didn't know that this story was about you before watching the film, because I found myself watching something that was similar to life. So I was wondering, that was your idea of like putting life in there, whatever happens.
Yeah, it was my idea to make a film about life. In a moment where the process of dying is going on, you know, people are dying, and that's the process. It's over years this is happening in the film, or in my life was over years, and I was interested in how life is happening while someone is dying. Yeah. What does it to yourself? Your guilt, your feeling of failure. But yeah, it's about life in the moment of dying, at the moment of dying.
I read that you wrote everything week after week, and you also shoot without rehearsing. So how did you direct this flow?
It was a little bit different than normally, that I was not directing it in a concrete way. But we met each morning, and I had no idea where to put the camera. I reacted to what the actors were doing, yeah, and I tried to intervene as little as possible. And only when there were questions, then I would answer them. Then I would help them. But most of the time, I didn't need to. Yeah? So my way of directing this was to create an environment where the actors feel safe to open their hearts, their feelings. So. Yeah,
I was thinking about, you know, the baggage, about the things we carry on from our parents, our family. And I was wondering, do you think that is there a point in life where we can, free ourselves from how our parents were with us, how the way they treated us, they didn't treat us?
My feeling is that the development of the child in the first years is the most defining moment of who we are. Yeah? It's in the first 3 years, I think, stuff happens that we will never get rid of. It's a scary thought, because I have little children like that. I wonder what I'm doing wrong, and I try not to do wrong, but you're always doing things wrong, maybe, and it's so difficult. And I'm pretty sure, I can feel it right now, that my daughter is... It's too late already. Things have happened. The relationship to the parents so much defines how they feel towards the world and towards themselves. Yeah, and that will never go away. I think you can, of course, you can work on yourself. You have a lot of other relationships that also have influence on you and your life. But this first 3 years are that's. A powerhouse, in a good and a bad way, both.
Yeah. Well, listen, I said that your film is about life, but how would you define?
I hope that this film is a really strong experience in cinema. I really believe that cinema is a place where you can make eine Lebenserfahrung,
Life experience.
A life, kann man sagen, yeah? Yes. I really believe that in cinema we can make real life experiences. We meet like real people, and it's not about a message or that the story goes to a point where everything makes sense. But you make a life experience in cinema, in this dark room, concentrated on the screen, and that is what I'm hoping for always with the film, and with this film especially. That you meet very unique people who make very unique choices to different themes like suicide or alcohol or how to deal with your children, how to deal with your parents. And they deal in a very unique way with that. And for me, the film works was a success when the audience goes out of the cinema and is not thinking about the film so much, but about themselves. And maybe not immediately, but in the next weeks or months. So it's never so important to me what the audience says right after the film. But because my feeling is, if the film was really strong, it works on the audience, and it hopefully changes the audience in a way that they feel maybe differently about things than before.
The protagonist's friend is never happy with his music. So I was wondering, are you happy with how your film turned out with your life?
I was very worried in the last weeks that the film might not really work, actually, to be honest. Then yesterday evening was a fantastic screening, overwhelming screening, because I had the feeling that the audience was really into the film, 3 hours, very concentrated. They laughed at the right points. It was a great way of laughing, because they laughed because they understand something. It wasn't laughing because it was funny, but it was the laughter where you can feel that they understand what's going on. That's a great way of laughter. And the reaction afterwards was really overwhelming. Very, very nice. Then today I read reviews, and then I was unhappy again. So that's the real honest answer.
And I would like to thank Matthias Glasner, director of Sturban, screening in competition at the 74th Berlinale. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.